Welcome on both sides, Bruch Maboyim. I was talking over lunch to one of the alumni who came in from out of town, and he mentioned to me that Baruch Hashem, we finally did it. Now, we've been talking about some kind of a alumni get-together, Yachei Kala, something that for years we've been talking about it. And said, Shoyin Sight, Baruch Hashem, we accomplished it. So I said to myself, this is unbelievable. What made us accomplish it? Rabbi Sharfman, the ultimate Marbis Torah, and it seems he's even the Marbis Torah today. You know, this get-together, this Yachei Kala, it's a manifestation of who he was. B'chayav continues to do so, Achamoso also. It should be a schus. You in the Shamba for Rabbi Sharfman. That's all. Rabbi Sharfman, as I mentioned, was the ultimate Marbis Torah. What does it mean to be Marbis Torah? What's the chashivas? What does it stand for? So the pasuk says right in the beginning, Shemos, Ve'ilu Shemos Bnei Yisrael, Haboy Mitzroima, and it goes on to enumerate, to list all the different, all the 12 Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, all of them. And the Sfarno seems to be bothered by what's so special. Why were these 12 Shvatim mentioned and singled out? I guess it could have been other people that see him. Other people could have been mentioned. Why were these people, why were we highlighting, why do we focus on these people? It says as far, I'll read it to you. Eila and Iskarim, these people that were mentioned, Bachan, Hayu, Ruyim, Livada, B'Shem. They were Roy, they were appropriate. It was fitting to be mentioned by name. Because Kol Echa Mehem, Roy Lios, Nechshav, Ishal, Shemo, Hamora Al Tzuraso, Ishis, which reflects upon who they are. Who are they? Ve'ilu Kol Yimei Chayeyem, These people were shining lights, beacons of light, examples, role models, lights to the Kai Yisroh. And as long as they stayed alive, there was no one in the generation went out, went to Tarbus Roh, went off to Derech, went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achrimosam lo yusadikim, shebeneihem kol kachashuvim, they weren't such chashuv afterwards, ben el kiviyadam, therefore there was Tarbus Roh afterwards. You think about it for a moment, Rabosai, it's mind-boggling. You speak about the Shiftei Kah, and they were the Gedolei Ador. They were proficient in all Gemara, Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebechsav, Medrash, everything. Everything they knew inside out. They were Gedolim and learning, they were Gedolim and Midos in all areas of Torah. But what is the point? What is the reason, which the Sfarno says, the reason why they were so special, so chashuv, which they were roy because of that? To be single-handed, singled out, and listed amongst, you know, in the beginning of Shemos here, it was one vort, because they were the Maor, they were the beacons, they were the leaders, they were the shining lights to Klai Yisrael. They were mashpia on them. What it means are both to be a mashpia, to keep people on the Derech HaYosher, to be Marbis Torah, to teach them what it means to be a Ben Torah, to be a member of Klai Yisrael, a member of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's legion, to be his people, the chashivas of it. So what does it mean? So this is above everything else, beside all this brilliance and learning, beside the gadlus and midos, and the emunah kodesh baruch hu. What it was is because they were hayu ma'aroth, because they were people who were the leaders, who were the shining light, that people respected them, people saw them, and that had an effect on them, had an effect on the whole door, and therefore that they were roy. So just a small insert of both sides to what it means to go ahead and be a Marbis Torah, to be someone who is out there on the front lines, who resembles and who is a role model, and someone that people can look up to and be inspired by, to see what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? What does it mean to be a Ben Torah? In a similar fashion, I both said to illustrate how chashuv it is, the hashpah that people can have on other people, and a Marbis Torah can have, the Medrash brings Pasuk we just read, the pasuk in this week's parasha, rather coming up in parasha's bow, Vayikra Moshe kol ziknei Yisrael. When it came time to Yetzias Mitzrayim, they had to go ahead, the Klai Yisrael had to go out and instruct the people and show them what to do with the Korban Pesach. So Moshe called to the Zekanim, the ziknei Yisrael. The Medrash brings Hadut Siv Bishishim Chachma Yorach Yom Tevuna, and the elders, there's a lot of Chachma. And the Medrash asks, Lama Zocha Zekanim. Why was Zekanim Zocha? Чиї главу Ісраїль Дейхен, that they should be the ones, they should be the ones instrumental in being the role models, not just the role models, the people who people follow. And it was through them that Klal Yisrael was nigel, tremendous chus, tremendous chus they had. They should be the ones that brought Klal Yisrael out. So what? Why were they zocha? Says the Medrash. Ask the Medrash. Ela b'shoa shenigla Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Moshe basne. Hakadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe. Lech Yosafta. He says, go gather Zikne Yisrael way back before him, right? When the Gula first started, before this time of the Korban Pesach. Initially, Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Smeh. He tells him, gather the Zikne Yisrael. So Moshe comes to them. Vayach Moshe. V'yaron v'yasu is called, and they gather everyone together. V'yamein ha'am. And Klal Yisrael believed. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hareini poreya l'zakeinim al she'osu es Yisrael l'hamin b'shmi. I want to go ahead and pay them back. Give them schar. They were so special. They were so great for me. You know what they did? They caused Klal Yisrael to believe in me. When Moshe Rabbeinu told them, when Zakeinim rather told them, when Zakeinim heard about Moshe Rabbeinu, the mission that he was sent on to make sure that we're going to take Klal Yisrael out, Hashem will do it at the right time. So they caused Klal Yisrael to believe. The Zakeinim caused the Bnei Yisrael to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he would do it. How is that? B'shashar Moshe v'omer lahem, when Moshe told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shulchan Aleichem, he sent me to you, Ilo kibuach hazakeinim es devarav shel Moshe, if the zakeinim, at that time when Moshe Rabbeinu addressed them, if they would not have received and accepted what Moshe Rabbeinu told them as the emes, as the truth, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time is going to take us out now, if they would have said, yes, we believe, if they would have felt that and indicated their nemanis, their belief in it, Af Kol Yisrael, you makabim. They would not, Klal Yisrael also not a makabim. They followed the leadership of the Zakeinim. And therefore, El HaZakeinim kibbut chila, the Zakeinim were the first ones to makabim. Now's the time for Yitzias Mitzrayim. U'mashkul Kol Yisrael achareim, they followed them. V'yosu also l'hamil l'shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they caused them to believe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Af ani also l'am kovod, I will also give them this honor, this kovod, via Gulas Yisrael they have, and the Gula will come through them, and therefore Hashem says that you please the Canaan first, you be the ones to Shecht, the Pesachim, and Klal Yisrael follow suit. Again, Rabbosai, it's Mashma, Rabbi Grumblat one time said, a Shmuz over here, I remember, he said, it's Mashma over here, there was no big, you know, brainwashing, or going out and hacking the people, and talking to them, and convincing them that this is the right time. No, what happened? They went ahead, this Canaan heard, they heard what Moshe Rabbeinu said to them. They agreed, they acquiesced, they said, yes, we believe. Once that happened, and Klal Yisrael saw their leaders as the Canaan, they saw them going ahead and following through and believing in Moshe Rabbeinu's mission, that this is the right time, they believed because they saw what the Canaan did. They saw how they conducted themselves. They saw they accepted this. It wasn't a big, and if I care, why did the Canaan accept it? Not because they weren't doing it because they wanted to instruct Klal Yisrael. That was their job. They were the gedolim. You can imagine Moshe telling the Zakeinim, it's time now. They say, no, it's not the time. I'm not convinced. Prove it to me. That would have been kfirah, so to speak. That's the whole mission. Their job is to lead Klal Yisrael. They have to be the leaders. They have to be the Rosh Yeshivas. They couldn't have said no. So they said yes, and they believed it. They believed it. So just the incidental, the byproduct of their accepting and saying that they believed because of the fact that they believed. That was their job. The fact that because of that came about a tremendous nemanus and hamana and belief and follow through from the Klal Yisrael as a whole, phenomenal schus. They were the ones to be zocha, to be the facilitators who led Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Both say this is also just, you know, the snapshot. You have to work, you have to kill yourself, you have to fight, you have to be a Ben Torah. You have to be someone who's out there and is a semel, is the role model to be what it means to be an Eved Hashem, to be a Ben Torah, to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And by doing that, you can have a tremendous hashpah. And when one has the hashpah, the value is so immense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the leaders. I have to pay you back. I have to mechabed you. Both again, this is just, this is Rabbi Sharfman Zatzal. Rabbi Sharfman was someone who wasn't just, he was a Marbis Torah, had the hashpah. He was the role model for dozens and hundreds and maybe thousands of individuals in the community and across the entire country. He wasn't just a Baal Mashpia, but he was someone who was the people looked up to. And even people he was not talking to, people who just saw how he lived his life. So I conducted his life. So I was knowing with the Talmidim. So I was knowing in the family. I was knowing in shul. Whatever they see. He had no kavan in some times. So he must be on someone. The ashpa is profound. It's there. It's real. And the phenomenal schusim that Rabbi Sharpman obviously must have acquired by being that role model. But Rabosai goes further, Rabosai. It's more than that. Medrash brings the beginning of Shemos. Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the Tzadik. B'mehu Bochano B'meira Hatzon. With the sheep. How does Hashem test the Tzadik? See if he's Roy. So, Bitzon, the famous Medrash, Bolak David Bitzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested out Dov HaMelech, see if he was Roy. He tested him with the Tzon. Umso Roa. Yofi found he was a great Roa. What happened? So it seems Dov HaMelech hayomanei gedolim le'akatanim. He used to separate and pull the gedolim away, the larger size stone from the katanim, separate them. And he had Moshe katanim liros. He used to take out the little shepselach to go out to pasture. They should be able to eat and feed and pasture on the soft asif, soft grass, soft asif, the soft grass. That was they couldn't eat the hard grass. Little children, little baby sheep. And afterwards, they most has a canim, they should yiru esav abeiners. Afterwards, they will take out the canim, the older sheep. They should be able to eat what's appropriate for them, the middle level. Then the bachurim, right? So first the young ones, then the canim, the old ones. Then the bachurim, the young, strong ones. They should eat the hard esav. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishu yodea liros hatzon ishul fi kocho. Someone who knows, who understands, who cares about every single individual tzon according to his and her need, Yavov Yiret Ba'ami. He should be the one to come and be in charge, be the shepherd for my people. That was David HaMelech. That's why he was chosen. V'af Moshe Ben also. Lo b'chano HaKadosh Baruch Hu elo batzon. Hashem tests him with the son. So Moshe Benu, Ova Shalom, Ro et Sono, Shal Yisro and Midbar, he would be the shepherd in the desert. Borach Menu Gedi, so a certain Gedi, famous story, the Gedi ran away from him. Moshe Ben ran after it. Achis Higi Chosis. He came to the well or some kind of small forest area where he can grab him. Kivan Shigi Chosis Nizdam Nago Brecha Shamayim. So there was a little pond, pool of water there, and the Gedi stopped and took a drink from the water from the pond. Kivan Shigi Moshe Etzlo Amar Anigo Yisi Odeh Shirotz Hayisum Dat Samba. I had no idea, says Moshe, until I see that he was dying. He was very thirsty, obviously. And he ran to go ahead and take some water from the pond. So he said, I didn't realize that you were thirsty. Ayefat, now I see you ran so hard, you're tired. Her kiva kesefo, he picked up the sheep, put him on his shoulder. Vayemahalech, and he went back. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem's response. Hashem sees this, yeshecho rachamim. You have rachmanis, linhok, tzono, shabos, v'dam. Even the tzon of a person, the tzon of a human being, of a person, is so choshev to you. You have rachmanis, and you care for it so much. That shouldn't be thirsty, that shouldn't be too tired, you should help it out. Chayecha ato tiro tzoni Yisrael. Moshe Yeroa. So therefore you're deserving, you're fitting to be Mara, to be the shepherd of Kai Yisrael. Of Kai Yisrael. Both again, Rabosha. Moshe Rabbeinu was beyond description, a Navi, Gadol Ador, Talmud Chacham, tremendous Rebbe, everything, all the above, Gadol, Midos, Tovos, everything. I mean, I think in the Velt normally, let's say you want to hire a Rashiva for a yeshiva. So what do? You bring him in for a Bechina, give him a testament on Iyun, Havana, Nikias, Yardel, whatever it might be, you see how he does. I never heard of someone testing out someone to see what the Midos are like and what their love for Kai Yisrael is. Obviously, it's important on both sides. It's not just important. This is it. This is what made the difference by Moshe Rabbeinu, by David HaMelech, when Hashem saw how it wasn't just they cared for Klai Yisrael, they cared for every individual person, even the tzon, but every individual person to Masadar a program, right? Every single sheep was given its own program. The older ones by David HaMelech, the younger ones, the middle-aged ones, every single one gave him a program specially which was attuned and focused and was necessary for that individual. That's a moniker, bro. That's someone who's roy to lead Klai Yisrael. Obviously, you need the godless of learning and midos and everything else, but the love for the individual is what makes the difference, what made the difference for Moshe, made the difference for David, And that was our own Rabbi David Sharfman Zatzal. He was someone who cared for every individual, for the yochid. It wasn't just to give the shiur. It wasn't just the Sunday shiur. It wasn't just the musar shmooze. It wasn't just setting up the dormitory and the rules and running around all day long for all the things he did, all the myriad of things he did in the yeshiva. But it was evident the love he had for every single person, every Talmud, every balabas, every member of the community, every member of the family, that every single person was so endeared to him, was so beloved by him, he was so concerned for their welfare in terms of ruchnis, in terms of gashmis. That was a Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a David HaMelech. And that's what we saw about sight. And we should be zocha, that we should continue, as we're doing today, we should continue to be mushba, to be inspired by the role model we had, Baruch Hashem, for so many years. We were zocha in the yeshiva to have such a role model who made such a difference in the growth, in the steiging, in the accomplishments of the yeshiva. And it was mashpia on so many people. I don't mean just the Talmidim, I mean the Rabbeim and Hanhola also. We were all mushba by him, we were all influenced by him, we saw the love he cared for all of us. We should try to follow, we should be inspired to follow in his footsteps and have that love for the yochid, have the hashpon people, have the schus be mashpia on people. And it should be an everlasting schus for David Sharfman and the Shamar.